Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For obvious reasons, we keep this place as gloomy as possible.
Welcome to Mind Poppers Podcast.
We are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies.
Once you get used to these grim surroundings, you'll never leave. Nobody ever does.
We continue now with tonight's case, Conspiracy.
Now, listen.
Welcome back to the Mind Poppers Podcast. As always, the whole Britney Spears thing, I don't have anything to say about it, other than recent development since coming out of the documentary is that whatever's happening in court, she was successfully able to get her father off as the sole controller of the conservatorship. So now she's brought in her own team, and I guess the idea behind this is that eventually they'll be able to push Father Jamie out the door. Also, there's rumors, the streets are saying that potentially Britney could be coming out with her own documentary now, trying to like take control of the narrative or whatever. I don't know, I'm really not that interested in the whole Britney situation anymore until we get some next big development. Not a whole lot has changed since we last talked, you know. Time is but an illusion, especially now. I've shaved my head. Yeah, let's not get into it. But when I talk about, okay. So, I don't know if you guys are watching this Cecil's Hotel thing on Netflix. It's very creepy, isn't it? As far as I know, you can still stay there in this hotel. So it's based in downtown LA, right? It's this creepy old hotel. It was actually, interestingly enough, it was the hotel that was based on, if you watch American Horror Story, American Horror Story Season 5 Hotel, it was actually that hotel that was based on it. This hotel basically was very cheap. So you had a lot of people, kind of tenants living there long-term. Look, you can watch the documentary. It's on Netflix. But let's just say it brought a lot of questionable characters to the hotel, and there was a lot of crime and a lot of death happening in this hotel. It's actually quite interesting. And I guess the hotel, what is most known for now, this hotel based in downtown LA, it was the last place for this girl, Eliza Lam, was seen before she disappeared. Now, this is what this whole documentary is about, this Eliza Lam girl, and she goes missing. I'm not going to get really too much into it. You can watch the documentary. But the actual last sighting of this girl, right, is the CCTV footage inside the elevator of the hotel. Have you guys seen the footage? It is, I'm not exaggerating, oh my God, some of the creepiest shit I have ever seen. And I don't spook easily, I don't. But that elevator tape had me spooketh, honestly. And I don't want to go into too much detail because you can check out the documentary, like I said, for yourselves on Netflix. But basically, the footage shows this girl who went missing, pressing random buttons on the elevator, walking in and out of the elevator. Her hands seem kind of frantic. She goes back in and like stands in one corner of the elevator. There's a fucking fly on the mic. She's standing like in each corner of the elevator and goes back out. And it's like she's talking to herself or possibly someone like out of frame. We don't know. But go and check the footage out. I'm telling you, it is creepy as fuck. I don't get easily spooked. But there was something about this that it did not sit right with me. And this CCTV footage of this girl in the Cecil Hotel, it's the last place that she was seen alive. Just check out the documentary. But you know what? It actually reminded me of something I read about a couple of years ago. And I don't know what it was, but something about the footage, it just didn't seem right. Like I said, you know, it was very much a feeling of dread, and it triggered a memory for me. So I text friend of the pod, Jenny, and I said, do you think Eliza Lam was playing the elevator game? Pause for dramatic effect. What is the elevator game? Well, people aren't exactly sure of its origins, okay? But we can trace it back. It's either most likely Korean or Japanese, if you please. Basically, it's a game that, if carried out successfully, would bring you to a world, or I guess plane of existence, that is not our own. And they call it the other world. Pause for dramatic effect. However, okay, and here's the gig. To play the game correctly, you needed to follow the steps of the game precisely, okay? Failure to do so could result in never being able to come home, or at least home as you know it, okay? Now, I'm going to explain the premises of the game, okay? You may have heard of it before. It is creepy as fuck. But I'm going to tell you about it right now. So the gig is, you know, you need a building with 10 floors and an elevator. And you can only play this game by yourself. Now, this is what I had said to Jenny. I was like, Jenny, what happens if the girl played this game? You know, this game from the folklore, you know? And Jenny was like feeling the same thing. The whole premise of this game, okay, is that you go to the elevator and you're pressing the buttons in a certain order. So you're visiting the floors in a certain order. And that if you do this order correctly, the floor that you get off at the end of playing the game is going to be this other world. This is something that's been around for a very, very long time. But it's hard to get details about it. A lot of people are very afraid of it. And I was saying to Jenny, because Jenny was talking to Evan, I think they were watching it together, and Evan was like, oh, the girl was probably on drugs, do you know? Because like I said, it was a, you know, there's very questionable characters there, big, like open trade drug market down in downtown LA. So it could have been just a young impressionable girl, like trying like fucking PCP or cracked out of her head for the first time also. But like me and Jenny were like, no, there is something more sinister going on here. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, me and Jenny would never be able, like, to work in, like, law enforcement or, like, the Criminal Minds type gig, you know, because there could be, like, a dead hooker on the floor in front of us with a fucking, like, bullet hole in her head and the ex-boyfriend with the gun, you know, standing in the other room signing confession. And I could still turn to Jenny and be like, you know, I just can't help but feeling there's something paranormal going on here. Because, you know, that's where the theater lies. But anyway, like I said, here are the instructions. You can begin the game at any time. Enter your chosen building and proceed directly to the elevator. Call the elevator. Use only the up button to do so. If a down button is present, do not touch it. When the doors open, enter the elevator. You must enter it on the first floor and you must enter it alone. Do not proceed if anyone else is in the elevator with you. Press the button for the fourth floor. When the elevator reaches the fourth floor, do not get out. Instead, remain in the elevator and press the button for the second floor. When you reach the second floor, do not get out. Instead, remain in the elevator and press the button for the sixth floor. When you reach the sixth floor, do not get out. Instead, remain in the elevator and press the button for the second floor. When you reach the second floor, do not get out. Instead, remain in the elevator and press the button for the 10th floor. When you reach the 10th floor, do not get out. Instead, remain in the elevator and press the button for the 5th floor. When you reach the 5th floor, a young woman may enter the elevator. Do not look at her. Do not speak to her. She is not what she seems. Do not get out. Instead, remain in the elevator and press the button for the first floor. At this point, one of two things will occur. The elevator will begin descending to the first floor, or it will begin ascending to the 10th floor. If the elevator descends, the ritual has failed. Do not proceed. When the elevator reaches the first floor, exit as soon as the doors open. Do not look back. Do not speak. Exit the building and don't look back. You may try again another time. If the elevator ascends, the ritual has succeeded. you may proceed. Note, though, that if you are having any second thought about what you're about to do, if you find that you are losing your nerve, now is your last chance to back out. To cancel the ascension and terminate the ritual at this point, press the button for any floor in the building besides the first or tenth floor. You must cancel the ascension before the elevator passes the ninth floor in order to terminate the ritual. When you reach the 10th floor, you may choose either to exit the elevator or to remain aboard. If you choose to exit, and if the woman entered the elevator on the 5th floor, she may take this opportunity to ask you where you are going. Do not answer her. Do not look at her. Exit the elevator without comment. Now, look around, but do not lose sight of the elevator in which you arrived. You will, it said, find yourself in another world. And although you may see things and notice many details, you will know you have arrived in this other world. You will know for certain by one indication, and indication only, the only person present in it is you. Reports concerning both the nature and appearance of the other world vary. Some state, for example, that should you choose to exit the elevator at the 10th floor, you will see a world that looks almost identical to your own, save for two details. All the lights on the floor will be off, and if you look out the windows, the only thing you'll see is a red cross in the distance. Others report, however, do not specify that this will necessarily be the case. In some additional cases, phones, cameras, recording devices, etc., may not work. You know what? You know what? Because this is what I, this is the game. Those are the instructions. If you completed those, you're in this other world. And you know what creeps me the fuck out? Is that woman. That woman who may or may not enter on the 5th floor and you can't look at her. You can't talk to her. That freaks me the fuck out. I wouldn't be able to help myself from sneaking a peep. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. Because I'm going to talk about a story in a second, someone who tried the elevator game and what happened for them, or at least their account of it. And I'll tell you, it will make sure that you will not want to look at that fucking woman. I wouldn't be able to help myself. And you know what the thing is? Imagine if you're trying out this elevator game, okay, by yourself. You're just trying it, and like by chance, a woman has, you know, just happens to be entering on the 5th floor while you're trying this game. Well, no, I would fucking freak out. I would punch that bitch in the throat, and I'd be like Mission Impossible out the roof of that elevator, climbing on the fucking cables. If the woman on the 5th floor comes in, I would have no choice but to punch her in her fucking throat. You know, that would be the last port of call. You would just say, I'd have to. What else could you do? Now, again, it says, do not look at her. Do not talk to her. And that's what I was saying to Jenny. I was like, what happens if this girl who went missing, Eliza Lam, if she was playing the elevator game in this Cecil Hotel, and she, you know, something bad happened to her along the way? I'm going to read out this account to you of someone who's tried the elevator game, and I'll let you make up your own judgment on it. But it was pretty fucking spooky, I'll tell you that much. And you know what? I don't know exactly what the purpose of this, you know, there's not a whole lot of information about it, about this other world, you know, very ominous. It's meant to be a world that looks very similar to our own, but has some differences. I don't really know, you know, what are the advantages of going to this world, I guess. But I don't know, a lot of people are into it. I mean, look, I can understand the appeal, the mystery, the theater behind it all. Again, that woman on the 5th floor does kind of freak me out. But wait till you hear this account, I swear. Oh my god, actually, before I go on to that other account, I don't know if people were on Instagram the other night, but I was talking on my stories about how I was working in the hotels, in housekeeping, and that Polish lady tried to molest me in the elevator. My god, what happens if I was playing the fucking elevator game and didn't even fucking know? Oh my god, what happens if you look at the lady and it's, oh my god, maybe that's what happened to me. Maybe if I didn't look at that girl, then she wouldn't have touched me. But like I said on Instagram, she was like playing with my buttons and stuff. She's like, oh, hello, pretty boy. Hello, pretty boy. Are you going to fuck me? Oh my god. Maybe I'm a survivor of the elevator game. Right, so I'm going to give you one player's account of playing the elevator game, and it's kind of spooky. It's kind of fucked up. It, oh my god, I hope the microphone didn't pick up me farting. that's fucked up. Here we go. He starts off online. This is his disclaimer. He said, "This is a really fucked up experience that I recently had, which completely vanquished my skepticism regarding the paranormal. So I came to know about this weird urban legend known as the elevator ritual. The other world sounded really intriguing, and I decided to go ahead with the ritual one fateful Saturday evening. I live in a flat on the 11th floor of a building, so despite popular advice, I decided to perform the ritual in my own building, using the elevator I use daily. I walked out of my apartment with a steely resolve and reached the elevator. Something in my mind advised me against what I was about to do, but my skepticism got the better of me, and I went on down to the first floor in order to begin with the ritual. As I heard the elevator, as I reached the first floor, it went on with the 4, 2, 6, 2, 10, 5, 1 routine. Not a damn thing happened. Although, I have to admit, my heart was in my mouth out of anxiety and anticipation. There was no woman on the 5th floor, and the elevator didn't ascend to the 10th floor as soon as I pressed the button for the first floor. This was a huge ego boost for my skeptic self. I returned to the flat using the same elevator, feeling victorious. However, as the night went on, I just couldn't sleep. I usually have such a hectic day, I'm sound asleep by 11:30 p.m. at max. But something was really off about that night. I twisted and I turned on my bed the whole night and I woke up exhausted and covered in sweat. After my chores, since it was a Sunday, I went out to get some groceries. To my surprise, the damn elevator was out of order. I immediately made the mental connection of the damaged elevator to my performance of the ritual. I got very intrigued. I took the stairs and I went out and got the groceries and had a pretty normal Sunday by all accounts. By 10 p.m, I was all ready to sleep when I heard a loud and shrill cry outside my door, which was strange as the only other people on my floor were out on vacation. I went out to inspect the noise and I saw wet footprints with a slight maroon tint to them, kind of like mud but slightly redder, like somebody has had a slight cut on their feet after walking in some muddy terrain. I followed the steps out of my stupid curiosity, and to my utter shock, they led to the elevator, which surprisingly was no longer out of order. Something in my mind compelled me to get to the elevator, go to the ground floor, and check out with the security guard who had signed in to visit the 11th floor. And down I went. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, ping! The elevator doors opened slower than they usually do, as if unveiling something grand on the 5th floor instead of the lobby I was supposed to go to. A woman with dark hair, wearing a black tattered evening gown, entered the elevator. Something inside me clicked immediately, and I wished I could run out of the elevator. However, something in me froze, disabling me from moving. My gaze fixed at her feet, and I understood the source of the footprints. Worn and torn skin dangled from her feet, as if she was rotting from the inside out. And the smell? Nothing can be even close to it. It was like a bunch of rotting corpses shoved into one person. As I looked up at her, she had a grin on her face, that evil, sinister, spine-chilling grin, which washed away my skepticism forever. At that point, I knew the only way I was getting out of the elevator alive was by completing the damn ritual. I pressed the button for the first floor, and the elevator began ascending upwards. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, ping! As much as I wished to get to the bottom floor and run out for dear life, I had the primal compunction to run out as soon as the doors opened. I now understand why people get off the elevator on the 10th floor. Despite it being so risky, you just want to get away from the woman. As I ran out, her voice was in my mind. "Where are you going, Sammy?" Scared shitless, I ran only to discover my utter solitude in the other world. It was like the hallway was endless. I couldn't get away from the elevator no matter how far I ran. I was stuck in some sort of loop. I briefly caught the sky outside through the corner of my eye and saw a reddish sky, which I used to treat as a fictional crap upon listening to others' experience of the elevator game. There was even the fabled burning cross in the sky. As soon as I saw it, I couldn't move my gaze away from it, as if in a trance. The cross was laden with limbs and body parts which seemed to have been ripped off of bodies. I summoned all my will, looked away, and pressed the button to summon the elevator. To my surprise, and contrary to what I read otherwise, the elevator opened up instantly. I got inside and reverse performed the ritual without any interference, surprisingly. Down I went to the first floor and cancelled the ascension on time. I rushed out, traumatized, scared, and scarred. I took the stairs to the 11th floor to my apartment and crashed senseless on my bed. As soon as my eyes were shut, I was back in the other world. This time, my run was accompanied by her chase and followed by a sudden wake up. I went through my day as bravely as I could, fearing the inevitable night and that if sleep contained. I tried to stay awake as late as possible, but I don't know when, but I fell back asleep and I was there again. This time, she was dead ahead of me. I had no way of escaping. Her long, torn-out finger touched my abdomen. I was completely frozen, like it was proper sleep paralysis. Her finger went through my skin and into my body. I felt a jolt of pain around my abdomen and woke up with a startle. I was burning up. I had a dark red mark on my abdomen, scarred to the marrow. I went to the ER. Internal bleeding, it was. That's when I knew I had to seek help. I went through some cleansing rituals on the internet lying on the ER bed. The pain meds were kicking in. My lightheadedness came with a feeling of despair, as I knew I wouldn't wake up from another sleep. I dragged my body to the chapel in the hospital. I prayed to God for the first time in my entire 25 years of life just to keep me alive for one more night. I don't know when I slept, but the next thing I remember was waking up to the sound of the janitor cleaning up the chapel. I realized I had gone through the night unscathed. I immediately checked out of the hospital and brought some sage, cleansed my entire house, myself, and my surrounding premises. It's been a week without any night terrors. However, I constantly feel a presence watching me as I get out of my house and cross the elevator to take the stairs. I know it for a fact that I am alive as long as my faith is. A dramatic reading by yours truly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, what do we think? What do we think about that? That was spine-chilling, if you ask moi. Well, the problem, you know, he broke the rules of the game because he clearly said that he looked at the woman on the fifth floor when he was not supposed to do so. He looked at her, and for whatever reason, like we heard in the rules, you're not to look at her, you do not speak to her, you do not look at that bitch Do not look at her in her eye. And he did. And that is how it turned out for him. Like, and that is the whole thing. I was saying, is that what happened to Liza Lamb? Oh my God. Like, imagine if... Like, the police out there looking for that poor girl's body. And then there's me being like, did she press a series of elevator numbers on the elevator and get fucking killed by this woman on the fifth floor? Like, imagine me ringing up, like, the hotline and being like, have you guys, you know, checked the alternative? Is it possible that this missing girl is in the other realm? Like Sabrina the fucking teenage witch. Oh my God. Why would my mind... You know, why is that the first point of, oh, this girl was probably, you know, sexually assaulted and murdered by some loon? Why is my first instinct to go that I feel like this girl could be trapped in the nether realm? It has to be mental illness. It has to be mental illness for me to grab onto that as the logical explanation. In saying that... Sorry, farted it again. I hope that didn't get picked up on the microphone. You know, like, I would feel fucking... I have to say, I would feel a lot of dread if I was going into a hotel and doing this with the intention of playing the elevator game. I mean, like, I'm sure, like, the majority of you are going to dismiss this as, you know, hooey or whatever. And, you know, you're probably right. But, I mean... Is there anyone out there that would, like, 100% just go do it? I mean, like, I'm saying you're probably not going to end up in the other realm, okay? But, like, I feel like if I was doing this by myself, I'd still be terrified. I just feel like I would have so much dread. It's this feeling about getting lost in another world. Like I said, the potential of running into this bitch on the fifth floor. Something don't smell good to me on that. You know, what I found kind of most chilling about that story was the fact that, you know, even after he had returned, this, like, the woman of the fifth floor was still able to visit him in his dream and, like, chasing, like, hoofing after him in his own fucking dream. The nerve. The absolute nerve for someone, like, if that lady in the fifth floor was to come into my dream and chase me around the place as if, you know what, because the thing is, Miss Fifth Floor, you were in my dream, okay? You were on my turf, and what I say goes, you know? So there shall be no chasing. Maybe I'm going to chase you for a minute, because, and if I catch you, and you better run, lady on the fifth floor, and you better run fast, because if I do catch you, this is my dream. I control what's happening here. I'm going to control the narrative. And if I do catch you, you know, you're going to use that sinister, spine-chilling mouth to eat this ass. How about that, you know? So maybe the lady on the fifth floor better be afraid of me. But like I said, there is still something very spooky about this. There is something very spooky about this whole elevator urban legend to me. And always has been. I'm not a big fan of elevators. I'm not. But something just didn't sit well with me from that story. Well, you know what? I guess we all have our problems. We all have our crosses to carry. Like, I shaved my head. So after doing that, I was kind of like, okay, you look a mess. You look a mess. So I was like, you need to get your body in shape. It was just something I've been telling myself for the last decade, and it has never once gotten in shape ever. I don't know about you. I know, I'm sure a lot of you are very fit people or whatever, but I have just never in my life, you know, I have looked at these people on Instagram, in all these people with the six packs and with the tight waist and the booty and all that, and the arms and the legs and whatever, and the booty. I'm like, I don't know what kind of chemical makeup you gotta have in that brain of yours to do that, because I don't got that. I don't have that drive or determination. I mean, I have plenty of drive and determination, but it's like, I'm determined not to work out. And I'm driving to, you know, McDonald's. I just don't have it. I don't have it. I don't have that in me, I don't think. But I'm in a fucking agony today. Like, I am crippled. I may as well be like, no, that's rude. I was going to say, like, I'm like a paraplegic, but no. But I mean, maybe. I mean, I can barely move my fucking legs today. When I tell you, right, I was like, I'm really like trying to focus on my core right now, trying to work this core, build some sort of core. Because like I'm not doing anything in lockdown, okay? And I was like, okay, look, imagine, you know, if I can get this body snatched in time for like, you know, summer, whenever, 2025, when we're able to go on holidays again or whatever. And I don't tell anyone it, you know, I'm going to keep it hush hush. I keep this body hush. And then like when like I'm at the pool with my friends, like at the villa or whatever, and I'm like, oh, we all go for like a dip in the pool, whatever, bottle of champagne on the edge. And then like undo the buttons of my shirt. And like, I have like this like great bod, and all the lads and all the girls are like, oh my God, who is she? Kind of a thing, you know, I have that kind of like gag moment. So I'm really focusing on my core right now. And yesterday I did 100 crunches. Mm-hmm, 100 crunches. And I was also doing something with my legs. It was kind of almost like a pelvic thrust upwards. Now, when I tell you I can't move my fucking legs, I am like immobilized here. I cannot walk. I cannot walk for the life of me. I am literally hobbling around this house. I am in fucking agony. And I don't know, I think, because I was working the pelvis, and those muscles have not been worked, let me tell you, in a minute. So, I mean, it's like two rusty fucking door hinges hanging off my torso, you know? That's what my legs are. And I don't know. Like, I don't know how people are going to do that. I don't know how I'm going to whip this body into shape, but I have to at this point. I just don't know. I'm finding it very difficult. Like I said, I don't understand the drive and determination. You know, while we're talking about the body, I was reading some old studies. Again, like I have loads of time, but I was reading some old studies about this doctor called Robert Heath. I think it was back in the 50s. He was doing like experiments, okay? And he was like, he actually, I think it was like maybe Stanford Prison in the States. He was, I don't know, look, I mean, the laws were obviously fucked up, but he was using inmates for experiments, basically, especially violent inmates, inmates that maybe suffered from some form of schizophrenia, etc. And basically, he had like developed this chip, and chip is a very kind word. It was basically like these big implants, like it was still attached to like a fucking wire, okay? That they would drill a hole into people's skull and put like these implants in, okay, into a certain part. I can't remember exactly, was it the pineal gland or what gland it was in the brain, but basically it was wherever the dopamine receptors were or the dopamine producers were. And it would they give the patients like a little controller with a little button, and when they press the button, these dopamine sensors like react and feel amazing, and it can cause an orgasm. Okay, get into that. So basically, then obviously they saw like a massive you know, kind of plummet in the violent behavior between these inmates. I mean, of course, because they could orgasm on a fucking dime. They could orgasm on the drop of a hat. Like, they pressed that button and they came. It would make you want to go out and commit some violent crime. It just sounds incredible. Apparently there was this lady in the study. Now this doctor, the Robert Greith, very controversial. His experiments were very controversial. There was this woman, apparently, okay, word on the street, who had that implant, and that she oh my God, she was like, had, within 1 hour, I think was estimated, she had depressed it 1500 times. So this woman orgasmed 1500 times in the space of an hour, okay? You know what that smells like. You know it. Queen fucking shit is what it smells like. So apparently she's like getting addicted to it. Of course you would, if you could fucking orgasm every second. Oh my God, I would be in the bed like a literal pile of ash. Like, I would have to be scooped out of that bed or vacuumed up, because I would not leave it. I would die there. I would live and die there. If I could orgasm every second. Hello, imagine. I would not eat. I would not shit. I would not sleep. I would be coming 24/7. Okay? But the thought of it, having a remote that you can press to come anytime you want, you would get I'd get nothing done. Nothing done. I wouldn't even be able to watch a series on Netflix. My finger would be a little fucking hoveled stump from pressing that button. Oh my God. Well, apparently this girl anyway, or lady should I say, had gotten addicted, and she was like, okay, I want it gone. I can't stop pressing it, whatever. Apparently she had blisters on her fucking fingers from pressing the button so much. And then when they tried to take it off her, she like threw a big fit, being like, no, don't take it off me. And of course, you completely understand, like, you'd rather give up on your kids than giving up this fucking remote that would let you orgasm on demand, you know? So I totally get that. But like I said, he was meant to be very controversial, this guy. I remember he had an experiment, I think it was like, okay, so there's this like gay guy. I think back, okay, this was like 40s, 50s. This gay guy who was like caught with like a small amount of marijuana, and he was being arrested. So I think the doctor was like working with the law enforcement and was like, if you kind of work alongside this doctor with the experiment, I think, you know, we'll be able to waive the legal charges. Basically, I mean, he was fucking had his hand forced into the thing. So this doctor anyway, you know, drilled the hole in his head, put these implants in. And this was part of this doctor's research into gay conversion therapy. And like showed him like porn, I guess, like heterosexual porn. And then was like stimulating this guy's brain, you know, with the porn, and he said that he cured this guy of his homosexuality. And then even like brought in, as part of the research, brought in a prostitute, a female prostitute, into the mix and made her have sex with this gay stoner. And then the doctor was like, I've cured homosexuality. I mean, I don't know if he did or not. Okay, he was giving this guy orgasms. So yeah, it was very controversial. A lot of testing on animals and stuff as well. It was not great. Now, one of the interesting things is, apparently the CIA, the American CIA, was working with this guy. And apparently his research played a lot into this. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but it's this whole MK Ultra kind of thing. Basically, this, basically it's with the CIA in America. They have done an extensive research, and this is all online, you know, so you can check this for yourself. But they've done extensive research into the whole study of mind control and that kind of thing. And I'm sure they've made leaps and bounds since the 40s and 50s. This guy also, this doctor, was able to kind of reverse, I guess, this technology, and was able to target parts of the brain which were like our pain receptors, you know, rather than the dopamine and the happy places of the brain, and was able to put people in extensive amounts of pain also, which of course, you know, working alongside the CIA, of course, you know, that technology, when they're, you know, torturing people as they do, was also used. That, I mean, I would like one of those buttons. I would like one of those buttons. even thinking about it. But it's true though. Would you get anything done? No, you wouldn't. I'd be a fucking skeleton. I'd be a fucking raisin, okay? I'd die of dehydration because there'd be fluids everywhere. Every fucking where. You wouldn't even be able to step foot on the floor, okay? Is all I'm going to say. I'm sorry, what even was this conversation? And to finish the elevator game, I think that is something that I'd like to do. I'd actually like to take Jenny and fuck her. I'd actually like to take Jenny over to downtown LA and take her to that Cecil Hotel, okay, that we were talking about earlier. And I would like to fuck her. And I'd like to do that elevator game. Now, you can only do one at a time. So I'd let Jenny do it first. But I still would be up for trying the elevator game. I still would be up for trying that elevator game for sure. How long are we recording? 37 minutes. Okay, I guess we can nearly finish up there. I've been getting a couple of emails about topics that you guys would like to hear discussed on Mind Poppers. The email is down below, but it's... mindpopperspod@gmail.com if you want to say anything, you want me to look into something, you know. I got a couple of emails. One of them was about exorcisms in Ireland, which is interesting, but I think we kind of have covered that before. I'm sure I did something on that Irish priest who does the exorcisms. I'm sure I did that. And then another person wanted me to talk about Glee. You're for real? A deep dive into Glee? I did not watch that shit. Okay, I did not watch that shit. So I have nothing to say, but I have no interest in Glee. I'm sorry. But we will not be exploring Glee unless one of them goes on some sort of like serial killer rampage. Then we can discuss Glee. But not right now. In the meantime, stay woke.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.